Greetings and welcome to The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 35th, highlighted six shows in the season finales and finish series section, and three of them wrapped within the last week. Divisor, a dramatized horror series from Harlan Guthrie, dropped all seven episodes on May the 1st. Listen to the whole thing in less than 3 hours, and it's phenomenal. Folklore, a narrated horror series from In the Can Works and Tin Can Audio, hosted the final episode of the tale on April 30th. Enjoy all 29 episodes across three seasons in about 7.5 hours. The Timekeeper, a dramatized horror thriller from Heart Starts Pounding, posted its series finale on April 27th. There are only 4 episodes, giving you just over 2 hours of listening pleasure.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 personal recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. But check out Ghost Tape, a dramatized horror from Q-Code. This trippy psychological thriller really left an impression on me. Listen to the trailer and see if you agree.
My name is Tessa Dixon. I was a recruit at Fort Taylor in Texas. I enlisted in the army to find out the truth about my grandfather's murder.
We should listen to it together. The tape.
You need to bring me the tape.
Dad.
Bring me the tape!
That kind of evil upsets the balance and becomes a blemish on time that keeps eating and filling itself with more and more darkness, more and more pain.
Go back to the light.
It doesn't like the light.
Tessa, are you there?
My name is Tessa Dixon. I enlisted in the army to find out the truth about my grandfather's murder. And I think it's somehow related to his time in Vietnam when he was a part of the 6th Psychological Operations Battalion. They created something called Ghost Tape. A recording of a wandering spirit telling Vietnamese soldiers to stop fighting and go home.
You have to destroy it, Tessa! No! Get away from her!
My name is Tessa Dixon. I was a recruit at Fort Taylor in Texas.
Do you hear that?
You can't keep letting your mind play tricks on you, Doc.
Q-Code presents Ghost Tape, starring Kiersey Clemons. You can also learn more at qcodemedia.com or by following at Q-Code Media.
Ghost Tape is a complete story, and all 8 episodes can be enjoyed in a little over 3 hours. My second recommendation is Dark Woods, a dramatized mystery thriller from Endeavor Content. This is star-studded, and it paints a very immersive picture in your mind, as you can get a taste of in the trailer.
This interview is being recorded at the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department. This is Sheriff Isaac Berg. Also present is...
Mark Ellis, Game Warden, Humboldt Fish and Game.
Warden Ellis is waiving his right to legal counsel.
I am.
All right, let's begin.
Wolf Entertainment and Endeavor Content present Dark Woods.
This was the scene last night at the Humboldt Redwood State Park. A CHP helicopter airlifts the body of a female park aide from a rocky gorge deep in the forest.
What happened?
I don't know. They're saying she went off trail and slipped over the edge.
Oh, God.
an audio fiction series from executive producer Dick Wolf.
They killed Chelsea, Nina, and know it.
We don't know who they are yet.
Well, here's what I know. I know that you know everything that's going on inside that park.
Starring Corey Stoll, Monica Raymond, and Reed Scott.
One. Come on, Mark. You know I didn't have a choice.
Two. Yes, you did. And you made it. Three.
Wait. Don't!
The first season of Dark Woods has 8 episodes spanning just over 4 hours.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 3 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and one of them starts next week. Wake of Corrosion, a series we previously featured a few months ago in our 20th issue, will start its 3rd season on May 7th. You won't want to miss it, so carve out about 10 hours to get caught up on the 21 prior episodes. You can thank me later. And that's all for this episode of The End. Last week, this week, and next week, for these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 35th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening.